Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric medication review from Comprehensive Counseling Center. Date of evaluation for all this patient is February 9, 2026. There are 10 patients. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Gay, G-A-Y-E, Francis. Date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective agenda: Francis is a 50-year-old Afro-American female, has frequent psychiatric admission due to non-compliance with the medication. This morning, she would not respond to my couple calls. Then later on further call, and she responded and reported that she is doing all right. She is feeling good. She is taking her medication. I further remind her that it is important for her that she should take the medication, and as she has been having at least 3 previous psychiatric admission last year and 1 admission this year. P.S. she has been taking any medication. I also discuss that I am going to change her monthly injection to maybe every 2 months, and I explain the name of the medication, including Abilify, Asmutufer, Asimutufir, Asimutufir, 960 milligram intramuscularly at the gluteal lesion every 2 months. And I also encourage that she should continue taking Abilify 20 milligram daily for 30 days. I will adjust the oral doses once she start getting these injections on a regular basis. She agreed, she was cooperative later on, and described that she want to change her doctors. I further discuss it is all right, whatever she want to do, and I appreciate, but only important thing is she has to be consistent with the compliance so that she should not end up in hospital. Since she just promised that she is not going to do it, there was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of like a 3-year restlessness. I explained here that I will trust about her confirmation that she is taking her medication. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, non-compliance with medication, plan continue with the Abilify 20 milligram daily. I have also given Abilify Asimutufir, Asimutufir, 960 milligram intramuscular injection, which she will be getting every 2 months. A follow appointment was given 30 days. Next question is Petway, PETTWAY, Danielle, DANELLE. Date of birth is 11/13/1982. Telephone number is 313-695-8256. Date of evaluation is February 9, 2025. Subjective object data: Danielle is a 43-year-old married Afro-American female who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder. Patient described that she has been doing very well. Her anxiety and depression is improved. She is sleeping, eating all right. She feels positive about the medication and described the medication has been working so far. There is no problem. I further explain the role and risk and benefit of the medication. She denies any side effect of the medication. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought process coherent. No involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. No period of anxiety or depression, no suicidal thoughts. Plan continue with supportive plan. I have given a 30-day supply of all her medication and also explained her that next month I would see her after March 20th, as I will be out on vacation. Patient agreed and wished me good luck. This is the end of the question. exploration, David Gardner, DAVID GARDNER. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subject to Ajita. David is 47 year old, married, Caucasian male, father of two kids, working, having a real estate business. Described that he has been doing all right, except he feel a little bit dull and lack of motivation. I further discuss that this motivation is depend on him. He also indicated that because of the bad weather, he was not doing exercise as he's supposed to do. I further discussed that could be the reason for feeling dull and not motivated. To which he agreed and he's promised to do though. I also discussed that his lithium level, which was drawn on February 2nd, is 0.4 milliequivalent liter, which was low, but he is taking a lithium extended release 450 milligrams twice a day. I further discussed that I will keep the dose at the same level. I am not meant to increase the doses as he is not having an acute bipolarity. And it is a maintenance dose, and he has been doing fairly well. He denies any hallucinations or any paranoid reason, denies any mood swings, sleeping and eating all right. Yet, risk-benefit side effect of the medication was explained. I also explained that about my vacation time and will be seeing him after March 20th. In the meantime, I also explained that I am going to give you a refill. Patient is on Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 25 in the morning, Flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime, Benzatropine 1 mg at bedtime, lithium 450 mg extended release. I explained risk benefit side effect and also the toxic effect, how to identify toxic effect of lithium. Patient agreed and monitor his responses of the medications and continue taking medication. Next patient is Elizabeth Robinson. Date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Date of lesion is 2/9/2026. Subject to Ajita. Elizabeth is 44-year-old, married, Caucasian female, who described that he is feeling mood change as she want more some medication to control her nervousness. I further discussed that she was taking Ingrezza, and all of a sudden she stopped it. Despite I explained her in the last evaluation that Ingrezza should be gradually decreased to discontinued, but she described she cannot afford the medication, therefore she didn't bought it. She wanted to take amantadine. Considering risk and benefit, I will start her amantadine. I further explained that is not a specific medication for tardive dyskinesia, but if she feel that she has been responded in the past, I will give her, to which she agreed. I explained that doses was amantadine 100 mg twice a day, also continuous Lamictal 100 mg BID, Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, Buspirone 10 mg TID, Citalopram 20 mg daily, and Depakote 500 mg twice a day. Risk benefit side effect I explained. 30-day supply was harder, and operation was also explained about my vacation time, and will be seeing her again on after March 20th. Patient agreed with the plan. This is the end of the patient. Next solution, Riaz Florence, R-A-Y-O-S Florence. Date of birth is 8/11/1962, and two different numbers 248-238-7952. Subject to as a Florence is a 63-year-old single Caucasian female, has been in treatment for chronic kidney disease and going on dialysis on a weekly basis, on three times a week period. She described that they want to change his cannula because it is blocked, therefore she has to go for surgery. I explained her this is a procedure which need to be done in the emergency, in the hospital. Therefore, it is, she does not have to worry it out. Otherwise, she describes her mood is better. No mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Patient was seen by the cardiologist who has not reported any problem except ask her to make an appointment 6 months. Patient has been on oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime, olanzapine 5 mg daily, and sertraline 100 mg daily. Patient has been taking all her medications. She feels medication is working and she has been feeling good. I further explain about my vacation and will be seeing her after March 20th, to which she agreed. I also explained that one refill was recommended she has not to worry of the medication and she can call the office if she has any issues or the problem. Next question is on Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, Misab, M-I-S-B-H. Mr. Ahmed is a 69-year-old married male, born on 7-20-1956, living with his daughter at 328-57 Cambridge Drive, Warren, Michigan 48093, and she is also supported by her by Sehnaj, who is also another daughter, is a medical doctor. Yet initially I discussed with Sehnaj about his medication. Mr. Misab is still preoccupied that his leg is fighting with each other, and when he put in the leg, and she is anxious. He want to take more medication. I further discuss that he was starting on Celexa 20 mg daily. Just give some time for the medication to kick in, and also taking Seroquel 25 mg daily. Her daughter also understands that that father has been making good improvement. He's sleeping and eating all right, but he always somatizing and talking about anxiety. I further explain that he is getting relief with the clonopin, but clonopin causing masking up the cognitive functioning and also unsteady gait. Therefore, I would like to avoid opiate and may add some other medications which can control his anxiety, like Puspar 5 mg 3 times a day. This medication takes at least 2 weeks to get an effect, but he will be doing better once the medication kick in the system. I also explain that he should also get vitamin B12 and B complex, which can control his weakness in his both legs. Patient was seen with Farzana, F-A-R-Z-A-N-A, his second daughter, and explained about the medication. It was also explained that I would like to see him in a week time before I go on vacation to make sure that he has been doing okay, to which he agreed. Mr. Mehsab was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. There was no irritability and agitation. Judgment size seems to be limited. Assessment major depressive disorder with anxiety. Rule out chronic anxiety disorder. I further explain to Sehnaj that if all these medications are not working, I will consider maybe effects are in a lower doses. But right now, I would like to give sufficient time for citalopram to kick in. A follow-up appointment was given in one week. This is the end of dictation. Next solution. Juncaj, J-U-N-C-A-J-N-A-N-A. Date of birth is 11-8-1972. Subjective data. Telephone number 702-379-7304. PH. Anna is a 53-year-old Caucasian female living at 28388. During last evaluation, she was complaining of premenstrual symptoms in the form of hot flashes and anxiety. And she was started on Prozac 20 mg daily, to which she has responded very well. She describes he is feeling much better with the medications, also taking Adderall 20 milligram daily for ADHD. Patient was alert, oriented, cooperative, pleasant, describes he is doing much better, her sleeping, eating good. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She has missed last week appointment, but she called the office, but nobody responded at and was informed to me. I further explained that I am going to talk with the staff so that they should consider your call and inform accordingly. Do she agreed? Assessment. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depressive disorder, NOS. Continue with the current plan. I will give a prescription of fluoxetine for 2 months and Adderall XR 20 Adderall 20 milligram daily morning. A follow up appointment was in 30 days. Next solution is Van Cleve Leslie, VANCLEAVE Leslie SLESLIE. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subject to Ajita. Leslie is a 67-year-old married Caucasian male who living at with his wife at 15343 Petrie, P-E-T-R-I-E, Roseville, Michigan, 48066. He was seen for follow-up. And Leslie described that he is doing great. His medication is working. There is no hallucination, delusion, or any paranoid thoughts. There is no fighting with his wife, no behavioral problem, compliance with the medications and the treatment. Yesterday he watched Super Bowl and was happy that Seattle has won the game. Yet he denies any side effect of the medication. He was alert, oriented. His mood was pleasant. Effect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. I explained him that I am going to see him after March 20th. And by the way, his birthday is also on March 20th, 1958. I congratulate in advance and explain that I will see him after March 20th, to which he agreed. Patient was also explained if he missed the medication, although the medication has been given for 90 days, if he need any refill, he can take it. Patient has been on Depakote 500 milligram twice a day, Seroquel 400 milligram at bedtime, Seroquel 100 milligram BID. A 30-day supply was ordered. Next situation is Anna Iannucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subject to Ajita. Anna is a 71-year-old single Caucasian female living at 17195 Fraserwood Drive, Fraser, Michigan, 48026, in a senior apartment. She describes she is doing all right, but sometimes she feels sad and not happy. I further discuss this is an ongoing problem. She has to improve her social interactions. Since she is not going outside because of the weather, she has to take advantage of the sunlight by sitting in front of the window, and also take some vitamin in the form of B-complex, Arthragon, and B12. As she is eating only junk food, especially the TV food and bread in the morning, is not going to improve any health. Yet to be she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Currently, she is on lamotrigine 200 mg at bedtime, 150 mg in the morning, melatonin 3 mg at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect is pain. Prognosis guarded. Next relation is next relation is on David. Next relation is on David Sabo. Telephone number is 586-422-48240. Date of birth is 6/23/1977. Subject area, David was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate. Described that he has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, and he has already got a refill of the prescription, refill for of the Olinja pain, 20 milligram daily. He indicated that tomorrow he has to go to the court to work on his charges. He is on probation for some time. He is seeing his therapist and also the probation officer once a month. He was alert, oriented. He described not feeling anxious and has been taking his medication. He was alert, oriented, cooperative. Mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. He described medication has been helping and is feeling better. Period. I further discuss continue with the same plan, and I further explain that he should talk with his therapist about ongoing difficulties and how to make sure that he should not end up any confrontation with the police. To be period, to which he agreed. Assessment: schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, symptomatically stable. Pending legal case, continue with the therapist, continue with the fellow probation officer, continue with the supportive care and the plan, end of dictation. So this is the in dictation, I think it's 10. Yeah, 10 patient, and thank you very much. Bye.